This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage, which is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you could invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 866-SECTOR-ETF.
Because everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man. Tell me, what can I do?
The Clinton Global Initiative getting ready to hold its final meeting. Let's talk about that. Talk about the work that this group has done and what's next. Bob Harrison is CEO at the Clinton Global Initiative. He joins us on the phone in New York City. Bob, really nice to have you here with Corey and myself. You guys have been doing some pretty amazing work for a long time. How does it feel to be at this point?
Well, it's bittersweet. There's been a tremendous amount of progress over the past 11 years that CGI has been in existence. Our members, as you may know, have made over 3,500 commitments to improve access to education, access to health care, economic empowerment, climate change, the environment, and many, many other big global issues. And those commitments that they've made are actually operating in 180 countries around the world, and they're positively impacting 430 million people. So there have been tremendous strides and a change in the way people think about philanthropy these days. So in that way, we are very, very proud of what we've accomplished at CGI.
And yet you said it was mixed.
Well, only in the fact that people are very excited at what we have created, and this is the last annual meeting, as you know. But President Clinton did set this up as a 10-year process. He wrote in his book Giving back in 2005 that he wanted to launch this enterprise for 10 years, and it has wildly exceeded any of our expectations during that period of time.
What happens, though, from what I understand, it goes off to being an independent organization. Is that correct?
Well, no. The commitments that our members have made, those 3,500 commitments, many of them are ongoing commitments that will continue to operate. We don't fund them and we don't implement them. Our members are the ones who actually fund and implement them. So they're going to continue to operate in 180 countries around the world.
Or maybe I was thinking, actually, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, I think, from what I understand, the largest arm of the foundation would spin off.
Yes, you're referring to what's called CHAI, the Clinton
right.
Health Access
Forgive
Initiative.
Me,
yeah. And that in fact, would spin off if Secretary Clinton is elected president.
So
CGI will continue in two ways if she is elected president or not. There are two parts of the Clinton Global Initiative that will continue. First of all, we will provide ongoing support to our members to help them continue to create partnerships, to help them continue to improve their commitments. We have a database of what works and who are particularly effective commitment makers, and we give advice, data-based, data-driven advice on the basis of that portfolio of 3,500 commitments. So that will continue. We will work with our members so that the great work that they're doing in the world continues. And the second thing that will continue is what's called CGI University. Back in 2008, President Clinton launched CGI University, which brings together about 1,000 to 1,200 college kids from around the world, last year from 75 countries, and they go to a different university campus each year, and they address the same big issues that we do at the annual meeting, which is coming up this week, as you know, in New York. And that enterprise will continue in the future.
Bob, you know what I think people don't know? I think they know about the Clinton Global Initiative. I mean, a lot of people know exactly some of the specifics you guys are involved in. But just highlight some of the initiatives, the range of initiatives, because I'm just looking at a little bit of a list, you know, whether it's helping out mortgages in Detroit, peace initiatives, STEM initiatives, infrastructure initiatives. I mean, you guys have really covered a wide range of issues.
Yeah, some of the most important work that our members have done is in the area of rapid and long-term response to major crises. For example, in Haiti after the hurricanes and then after the earthquake, We've had about 100 members meet 36 times in Port-au-Prince over the years, and they've made commitments which are valued in excess of $500 million in order to build Haiti back better. When we had the Ebola crisis a couple of years ago, about 20 of our members organized an airlift, which I remember being out at JFK on the tarmac with the plane being loaded with 100 tons of medical supplies, gloves, masks, et cetera, and the foreign representatives from Sierra Leone and Guinea and Liberia. And that turned out to be the largest airlift to Western Africa in history. After Katrina, we organized a lot of relief efforts and long-term building there, including one with Brad Pitt and the U.S. Green Building Council, which was to rebuild homes in the lower Ninth Ward, which was the hardest hit. So one big area is this rapid response and long-term resilience. Second area is investing in girls and women, particularly access to education and economic empowerment. We've had many, as you point out, STEM education. There was a commitment made in 2011 to train 20,000 STEM teachers made by the Carnegie Corporation and 28 partners, and that has since been extended. Now 280 partners have joined, and they're now training 100,000 STEM teachers by 2021. In the area of infrastructure, we've had members of the AFL-CIO and the American Federation of Teachers allocate up to now $16 billion in infrastructure construction around the United States. And as you point out, there was the Detroit financing commitment. So, yes, there's been a great deal of variety in the kinds of commitments our members have made.
We just have about 20 seconds left here. Why do you think it's important to kind of – there's lots of organizations doing great things. What was it kind of unique about what you guys were doing? And I do have to ask you to be fairly quick, if you could.
Well, what we did was change the way people think about philanthropy. We brought together the different sectors, the public sector, the private sector, civil society, and philanthropy, to create partnerships which would address major global problems. And that is a way people think today. Many convenings are now cross-sector and focus on action rather than talk. That I think, is what the legacy of CGI is.
Well, we definitely wish you well, Bob Harrison, and certainly just listening to that list of programs and just issues that you guys dug into, rather impressive, no doubt about that. Rob Harrison, he's Chief Executive Officer at the Clinton Global Initiative, on the phone in New York City. This is Bloomberg.